All right, everyone, hold your horses, hold the phone, worry not. Free parking on nights and weekends in downtown Knoxville is not going away, as we know, as of right now. But there was a little bit of a scare recently whenever a survey started making the rounds asking local businesses in the downtown area, and really anyone who lives or comes downtown often, what they think about the possibility of it going away. Kind of sparked by this survey that went out back in September by the city to sort of reevaluate the downtown parking plan. And now reevaluating the plan includes a lot more than just free parking. It's a holistic approach. They're looking at everything from parking technology to event parking policies. Certainly, you know, free nights and weekends will be a part of that. This survey was totally separate. This was something just from concerned business owners about the future of parking, but it was enough to get the conversation going. And it really surfaced some anxiety, I think, from a lot of people about what the future of parking could look like in downtown Knoxville. So that's what we are going to talk about today, what that future could look like and what it could look like if free parking was to go away. So before we get started, I should introduce myself. I am Ryan Willis, downtown growth and development reporter at Knox News.
And I'm Brianna Pachorka, photojournalist at Knox News and producer of The Scruffy Stuff.
So I think the big thing, and there's a few different demographics, I guess, to think about when we start thinking about, you know, the pros and cons of free parking. One is obviously the people who are coming downtown, but even those people can be split into a couple of different demographics as well. The people who live close to downtown, who come downtown frequently, and then there's those who come downtown maybe just because there's something going on at the Tennessee Theater, at the Bijou Theater, or, you know, just want a fancy dinner to celebrate an anniversary or something like that. Then there's the people who work downtown, and the people who work downtown both on the service industry side, the hourly employees, and then, you know, the business owners as well, who are concerned about what this could mean for their overall business. I guess just to start out, let's talk about just imagining a world in which free nights and weekend parking doesn't exist. And you'd have to go back to, I guess, probably the early to mid-2000s. I talked to Bill Lyons, who has served in some high-level policy roles under every mayor since Victor Ash. And he said it was him that first suggested the free nights and weekends parking as a way to help grow downtown. And so, you know, talking with him, he is certain that the free parking played a big role in that. And so now that downtown has grown, we could talk about, you know, whether that is something that should continue. So let's imagine that world. No free parking on nights and weekends. Brianna, what does that world look like to you?
I've said this numerous times on the podcast. Like, I'm not originally from Knoxville. And one of the first things that I noticed when I moved here was the fact that there's so much free parking downtown, and how, like, I just couldn't believe that that was a thing, because I moved here from a city that did charge for parking. So, I mean, it would be really strange, because for the past 7.5 years, like, I'm used to being able to park downtown after 6 o'clock on weekdays and on weekends and not having to pay for it, not having to worry about it. And it would be kind of sad to see it go, but also at the same time, like, it's for someone like me who, you know, has lived in other places where you had to pay for parking downtown, it would just be kind of like, okay, now we're just doing what everyone else does.
And, you know, I think for people like me, right? So people who go downtown often, I have to for my job. But I also downtown a lot, you know, grabbing drinks with friends or eating dinner. I spend a lot of time downtown and love supporting downtown and am familiar with downtown because I live so close. Would paying for parking keep me from going out and supporting local businesses on, let's say, a Friday or Saturday night? No. I mean, if it's like $5 to park, hopefully it could be more. Could be $10. Who knows how much it could possibly cost? This is all part of what the city is still trying to figure out with its comprehensive parking study. But it would not discourage me in that sense. Would it discourage me getting pretty hungry right now if I wanted to go downtown just to grab a quick bite to eat, maybe some to-go food? Now, I know they had the 15-minute parking. Maybe I want to, you know, grab some to-go food or maybe just pop in a shop real quick. I don't think I'd want to pay for parking for something that's just going to take me a brief amount of time. So, you know, I start thinking about the differences between a night out. You know, a night out, you build it into your cost. It's not a big deal. quick one stop, two stop trip downtown. I could see a world where people would not want to pay for that, especially when there are so many neighborhoods that we've talked about here on the podcast before that are so close to downtown that, you know, if you could just hop on over to Happy Holler or over to Sevier Avenue. Granted, Sevier Avenue could be tough to park sometimes, but don't have to pay to park. And so, you know, I could see that being a challenge for downtown.
And I think, you know, we automatically assume that, you know, no free parking, you have to pay for it. Well, a lot of cities do, you know, in some parking garages, validated parking. You go in, you go to a restaurant or you go to a shop and you spend money and you can get your parking validated for an hour or 2 hours where you don't have to pay for it. So you can go and have a dinner and not pay, you know, $5 an hour for parking or something like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, if this was to become something, obviously it's not as simple as just saying, hey, we're going to flip the switch and it's paid parking now. Like, obviously there has to be a plan put together if this were to ever happen. And, you know, perhaps part of that plan is tiered parking, right? Like, certainly paying to park at Market Square Garage is more valuable than paying to park at, geez, I don't know, what's a garage that's far away?
Dwight Castle,
right? I mean, you're in the center of the action. So you can start to think about policies. Again, this is something that's, you know, just being talked about. It's just, you know, kind of in reaction to this study. It's nothing official. But, you know, there are a lot of people who already complain about parking in downtown Knoxville, saying it's hard to get down here, whatever. I mean, it's those are the people who are only coming downtown for a show, right? Those are the people that aren't used to, you know, making downtown a destination throughout their everyday life. It is just, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's just a lot of those people out there that are only going to the Tennessee Theater or the Bijou Theater. In that case, if you're going out and you're spending money and you're only coming down once in a blue moon, I don't think it would make that big of a difference for those people either who are already complaining about parking to pay $5. You know, if you're coming downtown and spending a lot of money, that's just kind of a drop in the bucket. But
also, that's, to me, I mean, if you just saw me roll my eyes so hard right now, but like, there's parking available. You might just have to walk an extra 5 minutes. Downtown's not very large. It's maybe a mile across and all, you know, the whole downtown. You can walk if you're able-bodied, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a big part of what needs to happen one way or another, especially with the Old City Stadium coming soon, right? I think we've talked on the podcast before about how there's not any planned parking for that stadium, which, again, I hear what you're saying, Brianna, and I agree with you, like, but I think that we might just be talking a little bit from our own perspective, right? Of like, yeah, there is plenty of parking, but we're downtown all the time. I do think there are a lot of people out there that just aren't informed, and I know we could say it's easy to inform yourself, but if you don't come downtown, it can be a little intimidating. So I think one of the things that's going to be important is just you know, making sure that the city and stakeholders are educating their patrons about, you know, where to park and how to park, because you don't see much of that. I mean, you really have to kind of like seek that out on your own. And you know, I think a good example of people who have done this well in the past, if you look over at Sevier Avenue, and I want to talk about Sevier Avenue because, you know, I mentioned that if you had to pay for parking downtown, maybe you would go to Sevier Avenue instead. If you just want like a single thing, right? You don't, you know, night out, fine, pay for parking. Single thing, maybe go somewhere you don't have to pay for park. But there is one thing about downtown parking that's better than Sevier Avenue, and that is like you're guaranteed a spot. And so that's what makes it a little bit difficult for some of those neighborhoods I was talking about that maybe I would venture to. Is yes, Sevier Avenue, you don't have to pay to park, but it's hard to find a spot to park. But I have noticed that businesses over there, if you go to their social media pages, they've done like a really good job, like anytime that they suspect it's going to be a busy night, posting maps on their social media pages, like highlighting areas where you can park, where you can't park. And so I've seen a lot of local business owners take that upon themselves. And so there needs to be more of that, because it's not like people are like complaining and like rioting over the fact that it's hard to get downtown and their perspective, or that parking is difficult. But it's one of those things that like we should just figure out how to educate people, because it's not difficult, and I'm getting kind of tired of hearing about it. Like we've tried to do the best we can. Like we have a nice guide over at knoxnews.com, which I think you should reference and share with anybody who complains about parking, that explains all the parking spots around downtown Knoxville, where to park for free, what's private, what's public. We're trying to do the good work, you know, let people know.
It's not hard to use Google, y'all.
Yeah, that is true. So anyways, you know, downtown parking, you're maybe paying for the convenience, which is nice. what I'm wondering is, will it change the way people go out? And here's what I mean. The same way that I try to get to Press Pub and Scruffy City Hall before 7 p.m. to avoid the covers, I try to get to the garages slightly late to avoid the parking attendants. You know, you get there at 6:30. Parking's free after 6. Get there at 6:30. By the time you roll out, they'll be gone because they do hang around a little bit after 6. If I knew I had to pay to park anyways, might I just come out earlier? Might I just come out and spend more money? Like, if it's, once it becomes something that you're used to, then there's not, I guess there's not a barrier if you're always thinking about it, if you're always accounting for it, if you're always planning for it. So while it may sound like a barrier, if it's $5, then heck, maybe I start my night earlier. I don't like being out super late. Maybe I come downtown if I'm going to have to pay to park anyways at 4 o'clock, have a nice afternoon drink and a little early dinner, and then go home. I could use the extra sleep. So, but I don't know. I mean, you got to think about, too, like, how does this change patterns of behavior in downtown if parking is no longer free? I think one of the challenges is the parking is such a good amenity, right? I mean, like, the free parking is awesome. You don't have to think about it. I remember when I came here for my job interview, there was some kind of festival going on in Market Square. Maybe it was like Dogwood Arts or something back when it was over there. But I was here in town for the first time during that. And I drove downtown. I saw these people. I'm like, oh my gosh, where am I going to go? I have to find pay to park. And I pulled right into Market Square Garage and the arm was up. It was a Saturday. And I was like, really? Like, this is like right here next to the festival and I don't have to pay? Granted, I have to had to take a couple circles around the garage before a spot opened up. But still, I was amazed by it. And that was like my first impression of Knoxville and downtown Knoxville. So I get that, and I get that having to pay adds a layer of, or I guess adds a barrier. I think part of the problem is, though, is like, what are the alternatives to paying to park? Biking, riding the bus, carpooling. Those are barriers themselves, too, in a way. I mean, you think about the downtown free trolleys are going away. People were riled up about that. We've talked about Cat Reimagined being, you know, this reimagined bus route. Or system of bus routes for Knoxville, and how, you know, even though the trolleys are going away, downtown's still going to be serviced more. It's not clear whether that's going to be free or charged, that downtown connector loop. So that's a barrier. Now, not only do you have to teach people about parking, but you have to teach people about public transit, which also has its challenges. Carpooling is great if you have friends. I'm just kidding. But I mean, like, what if I don't want a carpool? I don't know. And then biking. You know, I think any city you go to, bikers kind of, they always want more, right? And there should be, you know, infrastructure in place, because it's not the safest thing to be riding a bike along a road with a stream of cars. But people have talked about how the biking infrastructure in and around downtown needs to improve, and how public transit needs to improve. And now if parking is taking a step back, I just wonder if we have viable alternatives to free parking that exist to get people in and out and around downtown. So the big thing is, and the reason for this survey was really from a business owner's perspective, to really figure out how business owners feel free parking affects their business. And so one of the big questions, or one of the big concerns, is whether potential customers would avoid downtown businesses if they have to pay to park. I think one thing that downtown businesses have going in their favor is that, for one, they were never really relying totally on vehicle traffic. If you open up a business in downtown, you understand that it's going to come with its barriers. And so foot traffic is certainly a part of people's decision to open up in a downtown. That foot traffic is growing. Foot traffic is now something that is actually being tracked by Visit Knoxville using AI, which I have an interesting story about that over at Knox News. And more people are living downtown. And so, you know, just to, thinking about the timing of, you know, whether this is something that could go away and whether Knoxville is ready for it. Again, you couldn't just flip the switch and just make that decision. But I think one of the things you have to consider is like the foot traffic downtown, and it's, you know, it's increased. And so, you know, I understand businesses being concerned about cars, but also the foot traffic is, you know, on the pro side, while the free going away is on the con side, I think, to a lot of these business owners. But the business owners are also concerned about their employees. And so you have hourly employees that maybe don't make as much money, like low-level service workers who are, bussing tables or barbacks. Is that going to challenge businesses when it comes to recruiting employees if they know that they have to pay to park downtown, or to retain employees if they're thinking about these parking costs being taken out of their wages, essentially? You know, I can see that. Again, You have to come up with a plan. And what you talked about earlier is very valid, right? There is this validated parking option out there. And so certainly, like, as people are thinking about this, if it ever becomes something that's officially on the table, that'll be a concern that comes up. And certainly there would be some sort of solution, because I think that's something that there's enough, you know, concern behind that, you know, maybe it's a validated option, like you said, that could help those employees. But I mean, do you see that being an issue as well?
I think for your general office worker, probably not, because I would assume that most of those people probably already pay for like monthly parking. But yeah, like if I was going to work as a server at a restaurant or something, I probably would be a little bit more hesitant to work at a restaurant. But then also think about it, you know, for, you know, home football games, a lot of these garages charge a lot of money to park on those Saturdays. I mean, you're talking about $25 right, or yeah. more at some of them. So it's not a new idea that you might have to pay for parking on Saturdays when you work downtown on game days, you know? So I would wonder what businesses do on those days.
I agree with you. I think maybe State Street Garage is free during those UT games. But again, like thinking about State Street Garage, like that is a solution in my head. You know, that's what I did whenever I was going to a football game and I didn't want to pay to park. I found the place where I didn't have to pay to park. And certainly it's not like once this is to happen, or if it ever happens, that it would be something where you can't even get close to downtown and not have to pay. There will always be options. It just depends how much you're willing to educate yourself and how much you're willing to, you know, sacrifice a little bit of comfort. And that's something that's just like comes with like going downtown. I think, you know, we are a little bit spoiled. And I mean that in the sense that downtown Knoxville is a very easy place. It's very easy to park. It's very easy to get along. It's very easy to find something to do. It's very easy to walk across. It's very small. It's condensed. It's quaint. It's southern. It has a lot of charm. We're just at that point, right? And you know, we've had one renaissance, you know, that was kind of spurred by the development on Market Square. I think we are definitely entering a new renaissance when you think about the stadium coming and you think about the pedestrian bridge and everything that's happening with UT and all the development happening down on Cumberland. We're at a turning point for Knoxville. And so even though it seems like a lot of change, it is a lot of change compared to how much change we've seen in the past. You know, it's just part of a growing city. And so I think just by nature of the growth that we've seen, which is for the most part been good growth, if I'm thinking about downtown Knoxville specifically, that's just part of it. I mean, it's not going to be as comfortable as it once was. And, you know, you're going to start seeing big city problems. I don't think we're on our way to Nashville. I don't think we're, you know, becoming the next Broadway, but we are taking a step up, I think, to that next tier in downtown Knoxville. And something has to be sacrificed when that happens.
If they do decide to go to paid parking during the times they're usually free, currently parking in a city garage is so cheap that it's almost basically free anyway. I mean, you're talking about at the city garages, with the exception of Dwight Kessel, it's $1 an hour to park with a daily maximum of $7.
Yeah.
I've, again, been here 7.5 years. I think I've only paid the maximum maybe once or twice my entire time here. And that was in the Dwight Kessel garage, which is $1 every half hour. And so I can't imagine them being like, oh, we're going to make y'all pay for parking, you know, on weeknights and weekends, and we're going to charge you like $5 an hour. I can't see them charging more than $1 or $2 an hour.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, I honestly do. I only do it because I like to expense parking when I'm going downtown for work, but I always feel almost a little embarrassed when they're like, $1? And I'm like, can I get a receipt with that, please? You know, but I'm like, but it all adds up, right? So anyways, I guess just to wrap things up, I think, you know, paid parking, like you were talking about, it's not this like brand new idea. Like, you're used to paying for parking if you're going to a UT game, or, you know, if you're going to the Coliseum and you want to park right across the street for an Ice Bears game. It's nothing crazy. And I think that paying for parking makes sense objectively. I think everyone would agree in those situations. It makes sense to pay to park, right, for a big game like UT, because it's a destination, right? It's an event. It's a destination. You understand that it's a big deal and that parking is going to be possibly hard to come by, and you're willing to pay for that convenience to be right there. I want to wrap things up just by thinking about some other news related to parking that came up recently. Parking is now $5, I believe, at IAMS Nature Center. Is that right?
Yes.
I see the look on your face, right? And I think the reason, part of the reason behind this is, like, obviously, if you're charging $5 to park, you believe people will pay $5 to park. And you believe people will pay $5 to park because you believe that you are a destination. Is downtown enough of a destination to justify paying to park? And obviously, like, that's not the only reason the city might consider something like this. Obviously, a big part of it is revenue and the money that you can make from parking. But does it make sense, I guess, right now, as downtown is in its current state, does it seem like the right time to charge for parking, considering that, you know, one of the factors is, like, you need to be a destination. Nobody wants to park somewhere that's boring and there's nothing to do and pay. So does now feel like the right time? Not to suggest that we should do it or shouldn't do it, but it just feels like, you know, again, like I said, we're going on to the next tier of what it means to be a city of our size. And I mean, it seems like a time to at least start thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a city, and parking, we shouldn't be a city full of parking lots, parking garages. And I think that there should be a premium on parking, you know, so it makes sense for a city. Now, you know, if you want to talk about IAMS, I think that's a whole different thing. But for a city, yeah, I think it's I don't necessarily love it, but I get it.
Yeah, that's the same way I am. I don't love it, but I get it. And the main reason I brought up IAMS is because of this. It's because I keep going back to, you know, what is your intent with going downtown? My intent with going to IAMS is that I'm going to go float out in the quarry for 4 hours, and it's $5. We're talking about $1 an hour to park. I'm fine with it. If it's my 30 minute to an hour lunch break, and I just want to take a quick loop around, and I work from home over in South Knoxville, don't want to pay $5 to park? Probably not, right? And so I really think that if this was ever to become a thing, it's those in between trips downtown that's not quite a destination or a night out, but just something quick that's going to make it a barrier if it's ever to become a thing. But again, just a reminder before we close out that this is not a thing that's officially on the table. It is just a discussion that's happening, and we are happy to have that discussion here on the Scruffy Stuff podcast. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode. We'll be back again next week, as always. But to make sure you don't miss an episode, go ahead and hit that like or subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on to make sure you get a notification every time a new episode drops. Or, like I said, we'll be back on Tuesday, so you can just check back in with us next week. And if you did like the show, leave us a review, a 5-star one, if you would, and tell us what you liked and what you would like to hear us talk about next. As a reminder, the Scruffy Stuff is brought to you by Knox News, so head on over to subscribe.knoxnews.com to support local journalism today and sign up for our latest offer. There's always a good one going on over there to get unlimited access to not just downtown news, but all of your Knoxville news, Knox County news, East Tennessee news, about everything from sports to business to growth and development to politics to education, anything you could possibly want. You're going to find it there at knoxnews.com. And you will find in the podcast description a link to both the Urban Knoxville Facebook group and the Urban Knoxville newsletter. Both are free resources, just like the Scruffy Stuff. They keep you informed with everything happening around downtown and allow you to join in on the downtown discussion. To keep up with me in between episodes, you can give me a follow on Instagram at Knox Scruff. And you can always reach out by email with episode ideas or feedback at ryan.wilusz@knoxnews.com. I think that's it for this week. Please reach out. Let us know what you think about parking, and we'll be back again next week, as always. Until next time,
stay scruffy.